Hello and welcome to our today's episode. My name is John Gora, as usual, the host of One Nation Radio Podcast. We are here to entertain you. We are here to inspire, educate, motivate, and make sure that people are united, people are considering themselves as brothers, sisters, and one family. One nation is for oneness. One nation is for equal opportunity. One nation stands for freedom of speech, freedom of movement, freedom of worship, and freedom of expression. It gives you freedom to share whatever you have. And this morning, I want to share with you, my listeners, the reason why we have to be positive, the reason why we have to be thankful. We need to have gratitudes. You that listening to me now, as you know, God has been so merciful and so good to you that you woke up in the morning fine, 100% with everything that it takes for you to move or to work or to get things done. And therefore, we have to be thankful and we have to appreciate God for that. Oftentimes, the world has changed to be so much critical that even a single clap that somebody would make just like this, people will criticize more than they will appreciate. The world has turned into negativity. People are so much negative than positive. It is the time that we have to come up. It is that time that we need to wake up. We need to stand up for the occasion and do the right thing by turning things upside down to bring it back to where the world started. As a believer that believes that what the world, the universe, the earth and the heaven and everything that is in it was created by God, we believe from the Holy Book that God loved what he created. When God created the earth, when God created the heaven, when God created everything in it, he loved it. We are told that he was happy about what he made. So we are created in the image of God. We believe that. And if we are created in the image of God, why are we so much critical? Why are we so much in complaint? Why are we so much negative than being positive? You are created to prosper. You are created to succeed. No one was created poor. And no one was created with anything materialistic in their hands. The positivity you have, the consistency you have, the appreciation you have, and the love for and the passion of what you do that is in you, that is inbuilt, is what brings you from a naked, bone baby with hands free of nothing to a grown-up man or woman who has everything that it takes to be happy. And having everything that it takes to be happy, it's not just having wealth, having luxurious cars, having a lot of money, but it is believing in ourselves. It is soul searching. It is assessing yourself. It is identifying yourself as a human being that is complete. It is knowing and realizing that you are loved. It is knowing that you are capable of doing anything that you want to do. Being happy, succeeding, being complete, appreciating yourself is just a way of being happy about who you are. Look, I have an example. Today, when you woke up, how many people do you think were not able to wake up? Today, when you woke up, how many people do you think are not breathing normally and they are under a life support machine? Today, when you woke up, how many people do you think could not utter a word of thank you, God? Think about this. Today, when you woke up, how many people were not free to move like you move from your bed to the kitchen, prepared breakfast, took it and showered yourself, put on that nice clothes, took your bag, took your laptops, took everything, and started walking straight to your office. Think about this. Today when you woke up, how many people were not able and are not able until now to assess or to access this episode and listen to what I'm saying now? They cannot access internet. They don't have a handset. They don't have that good smartphone. Right? We need to start asking ourselves what we are able of doing. How many people cannot do? I feel so much absurd inside my heart that one family or two somewhere slept without food and they woke up to drink water. It feels so bad that one man or one boy, one young man who passed his exams, maybe from the first education level, as we call it primary school in my country, but because they could not afford the school fees, they are not in school today. They are somewhere else, which wasn't what they expected to have. But you went through high school, you are in school, complaining about your library, complaining about your old school bus, complaining about walking to school, complaining about the food that you eat in school. We have to wake up. We have to think about what we have rather than what we don't have, because they are those who don't have what we have. Think about that person whose security is not safe. They cannot move. A lot of sounds are coming from wherever they are. Bomb blasts, bullets, a lot of fights, noise. The air homes are destroyed. They can't even get access to fresh water. They can't get food. They can't sleep. They sleep in the cold. The world has to change. The world has to rethink. The world has to redefine itself. We need to appreciate what we have. We need to be thankful to what we have been given. Think about that person whose voice is trapped and they're voiceless. They can't voice what they have. They don't have freedom to speak as I speak today or this morning. Think about those people whose freedom is entrenched. They can't move. They can do nothing. Think about those people who doesn't have freedom to worship. Think about those children who doesn't have their parents. Try to think about a situation where a job seeker cannot access internet and browse jobs like you are browsing now, and you're complaining that these jobs have been browsing for more than 1,000 days and I'm not getting even one of them. Think about what you have. You have an opportunity of browsing these jobs. Redefine that. Think about what you can do and find a new method on how you can approach your job search. Instead of complaining of things not working, try to find new approach on how you can get your things working for you. Always remember that there is someone who is worse than you. Always remember that you are much better than another person somewhere. Thank God. Be grateful. Trust in yourself more than you trust any other person. Ask for help when you have positioned yourself in a good place to be helped. Be able to help yourself for others to help you. Improve in what you don't have from what you have. If you are looking for a job, you are a graduate, you have all the experience, you have all the skills. Get the better skills that will position you in a place that you can do much more better than what you are doing currently. If you are a person looking to start a business, be a person who can move around, do a market research, have what it takes, you have a capital, place everything, have a plan, be somebody who is optimistic, allow risk-taking, allow a space for failure, so that when it fails, you don't get deterred, you don't get disappointed. You start from there. You use that fail as the next step to step again into the field to do what it takes to get what you want. As you all know, failing is not the end of the game. It is just an experience that you get. It is just a step that you've made. Because those who don't fail, they don't learn. And those who fail, they learn. They get new things. They get into new adventures. They get experience. Because, as it is said by the old man, experience is the best teacher. And once you get experience, you can do it better. It is the time that the world has to unite together to start being thankful, to unite together to start being having gratitude, to unite together to start appreciating what we have, appreciate the space, appreciate the oxygen you breathe, appreciate the work you have, appreciate the skills you have if you don't have a work, appreciate the food that you eat, even if you don't eat in 3 days a meal. You eat only once. Appreciate that and accept that's what you have and improve the ways and sources on how you can make it even more better. Don't be a man or a woman who asks for help when you're not helping another. Be helpful. The world knows that givers get more than they give. But if you position yourself only to receive, then you're not getting anything. We give and get, and we appreciate what we've been given. We appreciate that time that we have. This is One Nation Radio podcast. We are bringing for you these inspirational messages. We are bringing for you things that will educate you on how to live a stressful life, how to live a peaceful life, how to make yourself happy, and how to be happy with the position you have. Everyone is struggling. No one is more than happy than you think. At times you see people driving luxurious cars past you, and you wonder, oh my God, how I wish I would be inside that car like he is. You don't know how many things are in his brain. You don't know how many things are in his thoughts. You don't know how much he's spending to maintain that car. You don't know how many businesses are falling in his head. So we need to accept our environment because that's what you know. That's what you have first-hand information about. That thing that you see in clouds is not what might be. The real on the field. So try to think about yourself more than you think about others. Try to trust yourself more than you trust others. Try to believe in yourself more than you believe in others. Try to get those skills and everything that is possible for you to improve yourself more than trying to get what doesn't fit you or what you don't fit in. If you are looking for jobs and you want jobs in abroad, position yourself in a way that you can be employable. First of all, do you have a passport? Do you have credentials that can make you pursue job outside of your country? Have you found out the atmosphere there, the climate, the life standard, the basics that is required for you to be there? Have you tried to know what it takes to be there before you move your steps towards that place that you don't know? Make connections. Appreciate what the connections do for you. This is the message I had for you, my listeners. And as you continue listening to One Radio, One Nation Radio podcast, I appreciate you, I believe in you, and I know that you are going to make us better. Listen and subscribe to One Nation Radio, and every time episode comes, you will be the first person to listen to it. We love you, and we love peace. It is One Nation that we are building, not for ourselves, but we are building it together with you. as you listen to this, you get inspired. As you listen to this, you contribute. You are welcome to be a guest with our host, John Gora.